This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. When you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Homes.com has got you covered with a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A federal judge has blocked a Texas law that allowed the arrest of anyone suspected of crossing the southern U.S. border without permission. Both President Biden and former President Trump traveled to the Texas border Thursday to highlight the migration crisis. Speaking in Eagle Pass, Trump accused Biden of letting criminals into the U.S.
The United States is being overrun by the Biden migrant crime. It's a new form of vicious violation to our country. It's migrant crime.
President Biden was in Brownsville Thursday calling for passage of a bipartisan border security deal that is stalled in the House. The former Air National Guardsman charged with leaking secret Pentagon documents is expected to plead guilty. Jack Teixeira was arrested last year after allegedly posting classified material online. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
Teixeira was indicted in June by a grand jury in Boston on 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information. The 22-year-old is accused of sharing a trove of secret U.S. government national security documents, including about the war in Ukraine, on the popular social media platform Discord. He initially pleaded not guilty to the charges, but now prosecutors have filed a motion in federal court in Boston asking for a change of plea hearing, indicating that some sort of plea agreement has been reached. No details on it were immediately available, but the judge overseeing the case has agreed to the hearing and scheduled it for Monday. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced some tough questioning from Democrats and Republicans Thursday during a hearing on his recent absence. Austin was grilled on his failure to notify the White House about his hospital stay last month. He insisted there were no gaps in leadership because he or a deputy secretary were available to carry out his Pentagon duties. Missouri's attorney general is suing regional Planned Parenthood affiliate, alleging the group illegally referred minors to abortion providers in another state. As St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Fenton reports, the case was filed after a right-wing activist group released a secretly recorded video.
The video was released by Project Veritas, which is known for its undercover stings, and depicts a man posing as a 13-year-old girl's uncle who asks clinic employees if she can get an abortion without her parents' knowledge. It also purportedly shows employees directing the man to a clinic in Kansas, where abortion is still legal. The group says the video was recorded in a Planned Parenthood clinic in Missouri, where abortion is banned. The attorney general cites the video in the suit, which accuses Planned Parenthood of offering abortions to minors without parental consent. Planned Parenthood officials say the video is heavily doctored, and they follow all state laws, including ones requiring parental consent. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Fenton in St. Louis.
You're listening to NPR News. The IRS says it's cracking down on tens of thousands of high-income earners who don't file tax returns. Noncompliance letters have been sent to workers earning from $400,000 to more than $1 million a year. The IRS estimates that hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes have gone unpaid, at least since 2017. The review is required under the Inflation Reduction Act that Congress approved in 2022. Brazil's finance minister says international cooperation is needed to crack down on rampant tax evasion. Fernando Haddad has told his counterparts at the G20 gathering in Sao Paulo that there is a need for a global tax on the wealthiest people in the world. Haddad says he's hoping the G20 will issue a declaration on the issue this summer. Condolences are pouring in for former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, who died yesterday at the age of 84. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Mulroney left an indelible mark on his nation.
In 1976, Mulroney lost his party leadership bid to Joe Clark, but finally won in 1983, vowing to build a new party and a new country. In the 1984 federal election, Mulroney won a majority with the largest number of seats in Canadian history. During his time as Prime Minister, Mulroney led the fight against apartheid in South Africa, built stronger ties with the U.S. in the so-called Shamrock Summit with Ronald Reagan, and he helped establish the first free trade agreement between Canada and the U.S. Upon learning of his death Thursday, the House of Commons in Ottawa adjourned proceedings. In a post on social media, Mulroney's daughter said he died peacefully, surrounded by family.
Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.